Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, and Air Chair One, ready to go for another show. Well, I do apologize for missing last week. I was a little under the weather, had some doctor's appointments to attend to, had a bad infection, fighting off a bad infection, had to do some strong antibiotics and stuff like that, but I appear to be on the mend. So, hey, things seem to be getting better. And then my sugar was out of whack, so last Friday, my wife and I put myself on a strict diet. Yes, indeed. We revamped our whole way of eating, went out and bought all new groceries and started cooking different. And I got the fruits and veggies in the house and been eating those. But my wife's been cooking up some delicious, healthy dishes. So instead of so many fried things and things like that, we've been having some healthier meals with veggies and salads and things like that. I got the sugar down to a level that I think my doctor can live with. In fact, when I told him what it was and then what I got it down to, he did a little happy dance. So made the doctor happy and made me happy. So every morning when I check that sugar, why, we want it to be right at that level there. So far, so good. Well, enough about me. This is not about me. This is about you, the listener. And we've got lots of trivia on the table for today to play. And we've got an Arby's gift card to give away today. So at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll give that away. And all you need to do for a chance to win is just give me a call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in a drawing for 4:55 this afternoon, and we'll pick a winner for that Arby's gift card. And listen to this. You'll also be put in a drawing for a $25 Amazon gift card. We'll give that away next week. So you'll be put in for both the Arby's card for this week and the $25 Amazon gift card that we'll give away next week. Imagine that. You can just get online and just scroll through all sorts of things. Just shop at your leisure from your home and buy whatever you want from Amazon. So, hey, pretty cool. Want to thank our supporter, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH. I want to tell you about my show website. You can check that out at any time at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You can find Offbeat News there. You can find trivia there, On This Day in History, and a whole lot more, all at radionate.webs.com. And also, don't forget the station website is WWGH1071.com. Well, it is time for a feature that we haven't done yet, and it is time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. And we have animal heroes today. A baby kangaroo rescued by Nigel of a certain country, don't know which one. He was rescued from a fire by banging its tail on a door until he awoke and escaped. He rescued Nigel, its owner, from a fire by banging its tail. And so he was able to get out of there. And also this, it looks like Fizo, a dog in Sydney, Australia, was awarded the Purple Cross for bravery after saving three children from a deadly snake. During the 19th century, Bummer and Lazarus, two stray dogs that roamed San Francisco, California, were given special exemptions from wearing leashes after they helped stop a runaway horse. A woman in Tennessee who fell and cut her head was rescued after her pet canary, Bibbs, flew down the road and alerted her niece of the danger by tapping on her window until she rushed to the accident scene. Again, animal heroes, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Trixie, a dog owned by Jack of Sydney, Australia, kept his master alive for 9 days after the man suffered a stroke and was paralyzed. He brought water to him in a soaked towel until help arrived. And finally, Catherine George, age 3, of Bowie, Maryland, survived 12 hours in near freezing temperatures by being kept warm by two pet dogs. Ripley's, Believe It or Not, animal heroes for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia. All right, let's turn to the trivia now and see if we can get some phone calls rolling in. My telephone number directly to the studio is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All you need to do is just call and answer a trivia question, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win an Arby's gift card. And I'll also put you in the drawing for next week for a $25 Amazon gift card. So if that sounds good to you, hey, call and play trivia. Here's the first trivia question. Which putty-like material was invented in the 1950s to clean wallpaper, but today is used by kids in arts and crafts projects? Which putty-like material was invented in the 1950s to clean wallpaper, but today is used by kids in arts and crafts projects? Which company created the Xbox? Which company created the Xbox? The world record for tossing this toy is 693 feet. What is the name of this flying toy? The world record for tossing this toy is 693 feet. What is the name of this flying toy? First call coming in here for today. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, hey, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, doing better than last week. Yes, sir.
Right. All right, to answer your first question, it's Play-Doh,
that is the answer. Yes, sir.
Right.
Well, how are you been? Have you still been cooped up?
I'm still cooped up.
Yeah.
I don't have a virus, but they're keeping me cooped up. And all my doctors are changing my appointments to the end of next month for end of June.
Okay, all right.
They don't want me out.
Okay, all right. Are you still cooking up good meals?
Yeah, I made a deal on bacon over the weekend at a store. So tonight they're getting breakfast. Bacon, eggs, and pancakes.
Hey, that sounds like a good meal to me.
Yeah, that's what they're getting tonight.
All right. Sounds good.
You take care of yourself.
Hey, you too, buddy. Be safe, and I got you all signed up.
All right, I'm trying to. You do the same.
Okay, all right. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Bob Austin, one of our regular callers here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Glad to have everybody out there listening today. And here comes caller number two. Hi, we're on the air. Say it one more time.
The 50 that broke the throwing record.
Yes, did you say Frisbee?
Yeah.
Yes, Frisbee is correct. Yes, how are you today? You doing good today?
Uh-huh.
Good. And what's your name? I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Allison.
All right, Allison. I appreciate the phone call, and you have a good evening, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Okay, here's another trivia question. Which country duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Starts off, baby, you're a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Which country duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Can you tell me? The family of U.S. President Barack Obama named their pets Bo and Sunny. What are Bo and Sunny? The family of U.S. President Barack Obama named their pets Bo and Sunny. What are Bo and Sunny? 740-383-9944 as we go to the phones once again. Hi, we're on the air.
Florida, Georgia Line.
Florida, Georgia Line. Yes, that's who sang Cruise. Very good. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And who's this?
Noah.
All right. Are you having a good day today?
Yes.
Have you been playing?
Yes.
What you been playing?
Friday bike.
Oh, okay. Riding your bike. All right, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for calling, and buddy, you have a good night, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Noah, we got you signed up for the drawing. So we've heard from Bob, Allison, and Noah so far. Waiting on you, too, at 740-383-9944. What rodent is considered to be very social? What rodent is considered to be very social? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey there. Bo and Sunny were dogs. Black dogs, I believe.
Yes, they were. That is right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Glad to hear you're doing better.
Yes, thank you. Yes, much better than last week. Thank you.
Good, good, good.
All right, what's your name? I'll get you signed up.
I am Jody Lucas.
Jody Lucas. All right, Jody. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call and listen out there today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, well, you have a wonderful evening now.
Yes, you stay safe. Thank you.
You too. Stay safe. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. All right. My phone's ringing once again here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Microsoft
is the company that created the Xbox. That is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And what's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas. All right, buddy. It's good to hear from you. I've got you all signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night, all right?
Okay, bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, a nice flurry of calls to open up. If you try to call me in the next couple minutes and I don't pick up, I have to take a break, and I'll be right back here on Offbeat News and Trivia. So I'll go ahead and hit the phone line, and you'll hear something else playing, and I'll be back just as soon as I can to get to you. But I do have to take this break. We'll be back after these words right here on 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place. This is WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Wow, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the talking place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Alrighty, we are back, and we are having fun on this Wednesday afternoon, April the 22nd, as time kind of crawls by, doesn't it? When you're in quarantine, seems like the time just crawls on past, but we're getting through April, heading towards May, and I'm ready to get some hanging baskets out in front of my house. And get some flowers out there so you can get it looking good. But mowed the grass, actually, credit to my wife. My wife mowed the grass, got our Ryder lawnmower all fired up. It fired right up pretty much from sitting all winter long. And she mowed the grass, and it looks very nice. So we got the house looking good. We got it power washed the other week. So, hey. Yeah, if you ever roll through Waldo and see a bright white house, it just might be mine. All right, let's see here. Let me give you a couple more trivia questions while the phone lines keep ringing. If a goldfish is given excellent care, how long can it live? You can just give me an approximate on this. It's quite a long time, though. If a goldfish is given excellent care, how long can it live? 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. Get signed up for a chance to win a Arby's gift card for today. And next week, a $25 Amazon card. For more than 138 years, Churchill Downs, located in the southeastern state in the USA, has been the home of which famous horse race? For more than 138 years, Churchill Downs, located in a southeastern state in the USA, has been the home of which famous horse race? Super Bowl winner and Football Hall of Famer John Madden is also the celebrity spokesperson for what? Super Bowl winner and Football Hall of Famer John Madden is also the celebrity spokesperson for what? And Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III is better known to football fans as what? Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III is better known to football fans as what? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, the Kentucky Derby. Yes, that famous horse race. That's right. Well, how's your day going today?
Well, not too bad.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear. Yeah, mine's going pretty good myself. Not too bad. All right. Well, we have got you all signed up for a chance to win an Arby's gift card.
All righty.
Or an Amazon card for next week.
All right.
All right. Thanks for giving me a call, and thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.
All
right.
Uh-huh. You too.
Bye.
Regular caller David Avery checking in with us here, and do appreciate the phone calls rolling in, and yet another one here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, Ernie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm glad you're doing better, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I missed you last week.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep.
I missed sitting here.
I'm glad your diet's improved.
Yes, my diet has improved.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
Watching that sugar, so
yeah, it'll be better for you.
Yeah, be better for me, and hoping to drop a few pounds too.
Right.
So
yeah.
Should be good all the way
yep.
around.
And that's RG3.
Yes, RG3.
Robert Griffin III.
Yep. That yep. is better known. One of his better known nicknames.
Yep. Talked about the Kentucky Derby. You know, that's the longest continuous sporting event in the United States.
Oh, okay.
The Kentucky Derby. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
Sure is.
I think the people have a lot of fun just going there. I think I'm not sure if they all watch or not, but
right.
They all go there.
They all go anyhow. They all show up.
Right. All right. Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, you too. You have a good evening. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And Ernie Brees there for us, checking in here at 740-383-9944. All righty. Well, let's see here. Let's give you some offbeat news and look at my stack and see what I've got. Emergency responders in Georgia teamed up to relocate a large alligator that decided to block traffic by taking in the sun in the middle of a busy road. The Bibb County Sheriff's Office said officers from its animal enforcement unit worked together with deputies and Macon Bibb firefighters when the gator was reported sunning itself Saturday in the middle of Joe Tamplin Industrial Boulevard in Macon. The sheriff's office shared video showing the responders lifting the alligator out of the road. The traffic hazard alligator was safely relocated to Bond Swamp, the sheriff's office said. Also, a British police department posted a reminder on Twitter not to call the emergency number to report a neighbor for snoring. Yes, you heard it right. The Essex Police Communications Officer tweeted that a call came in Sunday to department's 999 emergency number reporting that the caller could hear someone snoring loudly. An unusual 999 call at this time of the day. Caller reporting they can hear someone snoring. Advice was given to them, and snoring is never a reason to call 999, no matter how annoying it is, the officer tweeted. The tweet used the hashtag emergencies only, reminding the public that the 999 number is only for reporting emergencies only over there in Britain. So, yes, indeed. About like our version of calling 911 for somebody snoring. Although, you can ask my wife, somebody snoring can be very annoying. And sometimes in the middle of the night, she'll say, "Hey, roll over." And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And then pretty soon I'll get woke up again. Hey, roll over. So at least my snores are pointed the other direction. We do have to run a fan to kind of cover up the sound of my snoring as well. All right, now this from out of Idaho. A pair of Idaho men broke a Guinness World Record by bouncing 5 ping pong balls into 5 glasses in 2.31 seconds, and they have offered a $500 prize if anyone can beat them. David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, teamed up with Jonathan Hannon to break the ping pong ball record while in coronavirus quarantine. The pair broke the record for fastest time to bounce 5 ping pong balls into 5 glasses, team of 2, when they managed the feat in only 2.31 seconds. The men said in a YouTube video that they are encouraging others to break their record by offering the $500 Rush Hour Challenge, promising a $500 prize to the first team who can upload a video of themselves beating Rush and Hannon's record. So there's the first round of Offbeat News. Again, you can check out where I get all of this stuff. The link is on my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, W-E-B-S. You can go, click on Offbeat News, and just read through to your heart's content. All right, it is April 22nd, and time for On This Day in History. In the year 1792, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed American neutrality in the war in Europe. 1861, Robert E. Lee was named commander of Virginia forces. 1864, the U.S. Congress passed legislation that allowed the inscription "In God We Trust" to be included on 1 cent and 2 cent coins. 1876, the first official National League baseball game took place. Boston beat Philadelphia 6-5. 1889, at noon, the Oklahoma land rush officially started as thousands of Americans raced for new unclaimed land. 1914, Babe Ruth made his pitching debut with the Baltimore Orioles. On this date in 1915, the New York Yankees wore pinstripes and the Hat in the Ring logo for the first time. 1931, James G. Ray landed an auto gyro on the lawn of the White House. 1970, the first Earth Day was observed by millions of Americans. And in 1976, Barbara Walters became first female nightly network news anchor. And that's what happened on this day in history. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're playing for an Arby's gift card today to be given away at 4:55 this afternoon. And we'll also put you in a drawing for a $25 Amazon gift card. We'll give that away next week. All right, here are the questions that we have for you. Well, we got one page already done. What rodent is considered to be very social? What rodent is considered to be very social? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? If a goldfish is given excellent care, how long can it live? If a goldfish is given excellent care, how long can it live? Super Bowl winner and Football Hall of Famer John Madden is also the celebrity spokesperson for what? Super Bowl winner and Football Hall of Famer John Madden is also the celebrity spokesperson for what? What is the most poisonous plant in North America? What is the most poisonous plant in North America? What fruit works better at waking you up than coffee? What fruit works better at waking you up than coffee? Have a firehouse ready if you eat this pepper. What is the world's hottest chili pepper? Have a firehouse ready if you eat this pepper. What is the world's hottest pepper? Gotta take a break. If you give me a call, I'll put you on hold till we come back from the break. 740-383-9944. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Alrighty, it's time to let you know about something here in Ohio. We like to let you know about different things on display or something you could take a look at. The Samuel Spittler House in Brookville has been preserved for posterity as a charming example of bygone architecture, showcasing magnificent staircases, original oak woodwork, elaborate fireplaces, and the first indoor bathroom in Brookville, which Mr. Spittler, a miller and plumber, installed in 1894. All the rooms have been restored to their former glory, and the outside has been meticulously painted green and cream, the colors that originally graced the house. But amid the Victorian charm and details, a truly bizarre tale lurks. In the basement of the Spittler House are the remains of Andy D-Day, a famous freak bull, and his companion, the two-headed calf, or, as touted by Brookville Historical Society on the Dark County Genealogical Researchers website, rare animals. These stuffed bovines stand as a testament to what some people will do for money. When the two-headed calf was born on the farm of Wilbur and Nettie Razor in 1941, it became an immediate tourist attraction, despite the fact that it died soon after it was born. The Razors, quick to catch on to its money-making potential, had the two-headed wonder stuffed and charged curiosity seekers a dime to see it. One of the passers-by told the racers of a freak bull he owned in Arkansas, complete with four horns, four eyes, and two functional noses. Well, they traveled to Arkansas to see the still-living bull and recognized a good thing, purchased him, and brought him back to Brookville. Andy D. Day, so-called because he was said to have been born on June 6, 1944, was put on display with the two-headed calf, and the racehorse upped the price of admission to a quarter. New housing was constructed for the bull and his stuffed friend, and the racehorse sold picture postcards of the two to visitors. Savvy business people to a fault, the racers did not allow visitors to take pictures. In addition, they took the pair on a traveling circuit of sideshows in Florida and other states until Andy D. Day died in 1956. But sounds like they're still on display in Brookville at the Samuel Spittler House. So if you ever take a tour, hey, let me know. Maybe you can take pictures there and send me a picture. Well, head down with me down the long hallway. Make a right and have a seat and some chairs. This classroom is still open. It's time for the weird word of the week. And on the chalkboard, here is the word. Quidnunc. Quidnunc is our word. Quidnunc. It's a noun. The definition, a person who is eager to know the latest news and gossip, or a gossip or busybody. The origin of quidnunc, first recorded in 1700 to 1710. All right, so that is our weird word of the week for this week, quidnunc. You can share with all your friends your expanded knowledge of the English language. All right, 4 minutes to go until we do our drawing. Find out who wins the Arby's gift card. And we're also putting you in a drawing for a $25 Amazon card. And here are our questions that we have left. What is the most poisonous plant in North America? What is the most poisonous plant in North America? What fruit works better at waking you up than coffee? What fruit works better at waking you up than coffee? 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Have a firehouse ready if you eat this pepper. What is the world's hottest chili pepper? How much fuel was left when Apollo 11 landed on the moon? It's seconds worth. How much fuel was left when Apollo 11 landed on the moon? What substance that hardens over time has kept insects preserved for thousands of years? What substance that hardens over time has kept insects preserved for thousands of years? What is one way to reduce the size of your carbon footprint? What is one way to reduce the size of your carbon footprint? Super Bowl winner and Football Hall of Famer John Madden is also the celebrity spokesperson for what? Super Bowl winner and Football Hall of Famer John Madden is also the celebrity spokesperson for what? What rodent is considered to be very social? What rodent is considered to be very social? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? If a goldfish is given excellent care, how long can it live? It's many years. If a goldfish is given excellent care, how long can it live? 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know, and we'll put you in for a chance to win an Arby's gift card. And we are just a couple of minutes away from doing this drawing. And feel free to send me an email at any time. I would love to hear from you. If you've got something out there that you think would sound good on the air, or that I might find interesting, or maybe it's something boring. I don't care what it is. You can send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Again, the website for the show is RadioNate.webs.com. That's WEBS. RadioNate.webs.com. And don't forget the radio station website, WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. And there's show archives all the way back to 2016. And all the shows that I've done are up there. Just click on show archives and click through to Offbeat News and Trivia. And you'll see all the shows we've ever done. And just click on those and listen away. So you can just have an Offbeat News and Trivia evening if you'd like. All right, it is 4:55 and time to find out who our winner is going to be for this Arby's gift card for this week. We want to thank our callers today. Thanks to Lucas. Thanks to Noah. Thanks to Allison. Thanks to Bob. Thanks to Jody Lucas. Thanks to Ernie Brees. And thanks to David Avery for giving us a call today. We do appreciate it very, very much. All right. Let's mix these around and find out who the winner is going to be. All right. And today's winner is Bob Austin. Bob Austin, congratulations. I think it's been a while since you've won something off of us, and so your name came up today. So congratulations, Bob. And if you want to give me a call as soon as the show is over and give me your address, I will send this in the mail so you don't have to wait and try to pick it up or wait till this stay-at-home order is lifted or whatever. So, Bob, if you want to give me a call as soon as the show is over and give me your address, I will send this through the mail. But again, everybody that called is signed up for a $25 Amazon gift card. We'll give that away next week. So that is what we've got on the table. It is time for Ladies' Corner, and we have a recipe for today. And my wife, Amber, is with me in the studio today, and she has our recipe. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate, and the recipe will come up. And here is our recipe.
Double-layer pumpkin pie. 1 package, 8-ounce Philadelphia cream cheese softened. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1 cup plus 1 tablespoon milk divided. 1 tub, 8-ounce Cool Whip whipped topping thawed divided. 1 ready-to-use graham cracker crumb crust. 1 can, 15 ounces pumpkin. 2 packages, vanilla flavor instant pudding. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger. 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves. Beat cream cheese, sugar, and 1 tablespoon milk in large bowl with whisk until blended. Stir in half the Cool Whip. Stir into bottom of crust. Whisk pumpkin, dry pudding mixes, spices, and remaining milk in medium bowl 2 minutes. Mixture will thick. Spread over cream cheese layer. Refrigerate 4 hours or until firm. Serve top with remaining Cool Whip.
All right, then that is our recipe for today. Again, you can find it on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and that recipe will come up with a delicious looking picture, I might add. And so you can download that and copy and paste that recipe and make that up. And when this quarantine is over, you can bring it to the studio. Just kidding, just kidding. But if you want to, you can. All righty. Yeah, that's right. I'm not allowed. I'm on a almost a sugar-free diet. Not quite, but very low sugar. We watch that sugar like a hawk. Sugar and carbohydrates. Man alive, we've been watching that. Even if we don't really eat out since last Friday when we got serious about it. And we've been eating at home and eating delicious meals, I might add. My wife's a very good cook, and she's done some research, and we've been having some healthy meals and some salads and things like that, so I'm getting everything on track. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening today. I do appreciate it very much. We'll be back here, good Lord willing, in the creek don't rise, 4:15 to 5 o'clock next Wednesday afternoon for another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. Again, congratulations to our winner for today, which is Bob Austin. And again, Bob, if you want to give me a call as soon as the show is over and give me your address, I'll send you this Arby's card so you don't have to wait around on picking it up. Stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming straight ahead all evening long and all day long right here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. See ya.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1.